From Marcus on AI, the growing AI backlash. Others like this aren't hard to find, either. There's also the Quit GPT movement. Fortune was one of the first major media outlets to catch on last summer, but it's been a long time to coming. Section Indeed. About a year ago, I predicted that the backlash against AI would grow so much that it would be a major factor in the 2028 presidential elections. Practically every day I see new signs that the backlash against AI is growing. The above example is just one example of many. That prediction very seems to be on track. Frustration with AI may even factor into the midterms. Gen AI has been undermining secondary and college education, opening up mass surveillance, increasing disinformation, delusions, impersonation, phishing, and other forms of cybercrime, non-consensual deepfake porn, bias in employment and other domains, and economic disparity, drowning the world in SL, op, and unwanted, overleveraged environment damaging data centers that risk causing a recession. It's already splitting both parties. Section Here's my theory about what's going on, slightly edited from a post which has gone viral on X. Outside of coding where there is clear value, and a handful of other domains, for example brainstorming, generative AI has been a net negative for society. Simultaneously, it has empowered a bunch of people who want to privatize almost all the gains while leave all the downsides to society, taking almost zero responsibility. I don't think we are better off than we were 4 years ago. Some of this is technical, LLMs aren't reliable. Some of it is political slash economic, such as the utter lack of responsible regulation. Most of these downsides were predictable. I warned of most of it in my 2023 Senate testimony, in fact, and so did many other folks working in AI ethics over the years. But even more striking is that OpenAI did too. Even earlier, in 2019, on net, things don't look good. Section All that said, I honestly believe some future form of AI might be great, but generative AI has hurt more than it has helped, and been managed irresponsibly. It's no wonder many people have had enough.